Welcome to Talking Cybersecurity, a weekly podcast listened to in over 50 countries. My name is Richard Herron and I am your presenter. In the Talking Cybersecurity podcast, expect to hear all things related to the cybersecurity industry, whether that's getting your first job, interviews, board reports, data breaches, different approaches to cybersecurity, or conferences. None of the opinions expressed on this podcast by myself or guests are necessarily reflective of the opinions of the organisations we represent. If you want to continue the conversation, feel free to join the LinkedIn group, Talking Cybersecurity. I use Pixabay for most of the music heard on this podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to Talking Cybersecurity, episode 59. First things first, ni hao! Hello and happy Lunar New Year. Also known as Chinese New Year, it is the Year of the Dragon. Being born in this great Year of the Dragon, I'm either 12, 24, 36, 48, or 60 this year. I'll let you guess that one. So today is Sunday, February 11, 2024, and a bit like last Sunday in Melbourne, it is a relatively warm day. I think it's 33 degrees Celsius outside or thereabouts. Obviously make sure you're keeping cool, drinking lots of water, and if you have elderly parents, please check in on them to make sure that they are okay. Today's episode is similar to last week's. We'll be recapping another 10 episodes, this time episodes 21 to 30. This is good to remember what was said in those episodes, or for some new listeners, this could alert you to episodes that you may want to hear in their entirety. Let's get stuck into it. There were two parts to episode 21. Part A was merely a general talk out and about and in the news episode and went for 13 minutes. Part B was all about board reporting and questions to ask your company and went for 18 minutes. So in part A we discussed artificial intelligence for a few minutes. We also discussed some attack service management products and the human element with regards to security, companies refusing to pay ransoms, and a brief mention of the 2023 CyberCon conference. And that's a theme you'll hear between episodes 21 and 30. I was really plugging the ACE conference in October last year because I think it's really important for both new and very experienced people to attend. In part B, we covered two items, writing board papers and observations to make and questions to ask your company when you first commence. Areas mentioned were technology, and there were many, many items I mentioned under that category, access to data, risk management, security awareness, including collateral provided to new starters, security maturity, the board, third parties, business-related questions, incident management. I could go on, and I will. Physical security, reporting, lead and lag indicators and dashboards, SIEMs, risk appetite statements, but wait, there's more. We also mentioned security policy, a list of controls, cloud protection, investment in security, the percent of the overall budget in relation to the security spend, and phishing tests. So it is well worth listening to episode 21, part B again. Episode 22 was also a two-parter. Part A went for 10 minutes, part B went for 13 minutes. Part A was just another general talk out and about and in the news episode. I discussed AI in this episode again. I mentioned Darktrace email, as well as a security employee who was part of his own company's ransomware attack. That was kind of interesting reading and listening. Part B was all about the upcoming ACER Cyber Conference. I really urged people to attend and I listed proposed details of the conference. Episode 23 was a two-parter. Part A was the usual general talk out and about and in the news episode. Part A went for 13 minutes. Part B was about a CISO presentation I was contemplating to do at the CyberCon 23. It went for 23 minutes and it was titled, "So You Want to Be a CISO, Be Careful of What You Wish For." Now, I did not present that at the CyberCon conference in 2023, but I did cover what I would talk about. And the three main headings were, why would you want to be a CISO? How do you become a CISO? And the highs and lows of being a CISO. And I certainly provided many, many examples of what it was like to be a CISO. Episode 24, part A, the General Security Talk episode again, and I talked more about the upcoming ASUS CyberCon conference, surprise, surprise, and this went for 14 minutes. Part B was quite an important topic called showing value as a CISO to the board, and this episode went for 10 minutes, but it was an action-packed 10 minutes. I suggested to listeners to write an update to the board showing how you, as a security person or representative of the security team, how you add value to the company. This is a 1-2 pager you'd write after your first 6 to 9 months, or maybe you do that every year, up to you. Please have a listen to episode 24, part B, as I think it really can make a difference to people's perception of you or your team's value. Episode 25, another general security episode that went for 8 minutes, where I talk briefly about the balance between convenience and security, and an article in the newspaper about war games that the government was getting into with organisations. Part B was titled Cybercrime Statistics, and was a super brief episode that went for a mere 3 minutes. It covered a report from the Australian Institute of Criminology about cybercrime in 2023. Episode 26, another two-part episode. Part A was the general security talk and covered an AC3 get-together I attended, where we discussed the Essential 8 in detail. I also mentioned a Sentinel 1 get-together in a very shady whiskey bar that I attended. Personally, I facilitated a series of alternatives in a very noisy location. In Part B, I interviewed Darren Arnott from Trusted Impact, and it was really good to hear his experiences in the cyber field and some handy hints he gave us. Episode 27. Part A was the general security discussion, which lasted 19 minutes. And in that episode, I covered the CISO Melbourne 2023 get-together run by Corinium Intelligence, and I really discussed it in depth. Episode 27, Part A, is really worth listening or re-listening to, if I do say so myself. Part B covered cybercrime statistics and went for 10 minutes. I summarised the 113-page Australian Institute of Criminology report on cyber security. Episode 28 was a general security talk and went for 14 minutes. In this episode, I decided to stop the Part A and Part B episodes and just have one episode per week. I touched on the death of Kevin Mitnick, a legal battle between Wiz and Orca, and a biggish security get-together I had with a group called The Tribe. Details of The Tribe discussion are well worth listening or re-listening to. Episode 29 was titled CyberCon 2023 and went for 22 minutes. Having received the semi-final agenda for the 2023 ASUS CyberCon conference, I walked through it highlighting presentations you should attend based on your experience level. And episode 30 was a discussion with HR recruiter Tom Bull from E2 Cyber and went for 12 minutes. This one was really targeted to the cyber people with minimal experience. Well, folks, that's it for another summary of a block of 10 episodes. I realise there now has been no new content for 3 weeks, but I think it is important to create these summaries for new and not so new listeners. Personally, it certainly reminded me of a few topics or statements I had made that I'd just totally forgotten about. That's about it from me. If you follow the US Super Bowl, hope you enjoy the vision tomorrow. In the words of an ex-Geelong footballer who played 300 games, personally, I couldn't be less interested in the Super Bowl. But for those who do follow it, I hope it's a great game. In a same-same but different universe, the Australian AFL starts in about a month. I cannot wait until round one to get into the MCG members with my mate Paul to watch his team Hawthorn get defeated by my team Essendon, a likely premiership team this year. Essendon, be warned. I hope that statement doesn't come back to bite me at the end of this year. Alrighty, it's that time of a Sunday when I need to start putting on some dinner. Work tomorrow for most of us. Hope you have a good week. Until then, I'll say goodbye and let's hope the Year of the Dragon looks favourably upon all of us. Zhejian, see ya. Bye.